So this week's parsha is Parshas Kisavoi. And in this parsha, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, "Beyoyim hayoyim hazeh nehiyesu la'am l'ashem elokech." V'yedaber Moshe v'akoyenim alevim el kol Yisraelim al haskes shema Yisrael hayoyim hazeh nehiyesu la'am l'ashem elokech. And there are two different pshotim in Rashi. What day is Moshe talking about? Rashi on the spot says, what day? Every day. Every day in our lives. Bechol yoyim v'yoyim yiyu b'lecho kilu ayoyim nechnastu lebris. Which day? Every day. Bechol yoyim v'yoyim yiyu b'lecho kechadoshim. Every day we need to be born again as a people. The great Pesetzner Rebbe Hashem Yinkum Domo, he was murdered by the Nazis in World War II. What a tzaddik. And what is extremely uncommon by Gedolei Yisrael and by Rebbes, the Pesetzner Rebbe left us some very personal notes, like a personal diary between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he writes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I want to give you something. I love you so. I love you so much. What could I do for you? To learn, I learn as much as I could learn. To daven, I always did my best in Kavonas HaTfilah. But I want to do something for you. I want to convert. I want to be Mezgayer. But I can't because I was born Jewish. When I read these lines first time, I cried. And I'm moved right now. And I have tears in my eyes. This is such an unbelievable and powerful line. I would like to be Mizgaya, but I'm Jewish. He's almost complaining that he was born a Jew. Almost complaining. So a Jew needs to be born again every day. As a people and as a Yid. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim yir b'necho kilo ayoyim nechnasto lebris. And when we learn, we should love Torah as if we never before learned this sugya. We never before learned this daf. Which day? Every day. Rashi at the end of the parsha brings another pshat, shomati. That's uncommon. Rashi doesn't say from whom he heard. Who's the Baal Devarim? Shomati. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Sefer Torah for Shevet Levi because Shevet Levi is his Shevet. All the others came to Moshe and they were crying and complaining. We also were there. We also stood at the foot of Har Sinai. We were also Magdim Nasa Lenishma. So why do they deserve a Sefer Torah more than we? We want the same. Well, we all know some people that would be very happy if Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Sefer Torah to another Shevet. You know, leave us alone. It's too hard. It's too hard. No. They all stormed Moshe. And they said, why do you discriminate? We want a Sefer Torah like Shevet Levi. V'somach Moshe al hadavar. And Moshe was so happy. He was so happy. And he said, "Hayoyim azene Yesu l'Hashem l'kecho. Hayoyim hivanti shatem dveikim v'chafetzim b'makoim. It is now that I realize that I understand how much you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how much you crave His closeness. V'ani kirvis elukim litoiv. That is Hayoyim azene Yesu l'Hashem l'kecho." We need to feel this way every day, especially Chodesh Elul. So every day in Elul, we say Perek Chof Zayin and Tehillim L'dovid Hashem Oyri V'Yishi. I have two amazing thoughts in this Perek in Tehillim. Achas Shualtim Yeis Hashem Oyis Avake Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai Lach Zoyis Benoyim Hashem Ulevaka Meyacholay. Achas Shualti in the past Oyis Avake in the future. Every man, every woman, every human being has different periods in his lives. People change. Their dreams, aspirations, hopes change as well. When we're young, we have so many ambitions, and we think we're going to conquer the world. If you're a Talmud Chochem, you think you're going to be Rabbi Akiva Eger, you're going to be the Divrei Chaim, you're going to be the Ksoi Sechoishin. But as time passes, with every passing day, you become more realistic. And you understand it's not going to happen. If you're not a Ben Torah, you think, I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to be a billionaire, I'm going to be powerful and famous and rich. Well, very few people live to fulfill those dreams as well. At some stage, all you ask is for shalom bayis, a harmonious family, my kids shall be well. And then another few decades pass, your back hurts, you have difficulty tying your shoes, getting up in the morning, and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just give us another happy day, Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim, we should be well, we should be healthy. David HaMelech had such an unbelievable tumultuous life. How many dramatic changes. He was a shepherd in his younger years. Whatever shepherd's dream, find some shade, maybe some water in the desert. The wolves shouldn't come and attack my sheep. And then suddenly, he became king of Israel, Melech Yehudo v'Yerushalayim. A king has different aspirations, different hopes, different dreams. But David HaMelech says, Achashualti in the past, v'oisa avakish in the future. I haven't changed a bit. My only dream was and will forever be. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Lachsois benoyem Hashem ulevake becholoi. Ani doveik v'ani chofeitz b'mokoim. Dveikem v'chofeitzem b'mokoim. And that is all I want. And that is all I need. Thought number two. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Lachsois benoyem Hashem ulevake becholoi. A toishev is not a mevaker. We all know the difference between a tourist and a resident. I live in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is full of tourists. And you see those tourists with their guide, huge open eyes, savoring every moment. Every rack, every alley, every old building, the koisel, the excavations, Ir David. There is so much to see. We live in Yerushalayim. Most of us never saw those places. You know, we're used to it. Nothing new here for us. David HaMelech, pleased with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. My dream is, Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. I should be a toishev. On the other hand, Lachzois b'nayim Hashem ulevakeor beheicholoi. I should be a toishev that feels like a mevaker. We want this hischachus every day, like the Rebbe of Piasetzna. We want to live here forever, but every time we open a Gemara, it should be new. And every time I learn a sugya, believe me, it is as if I never learned it before. I learn a sugya 100 times, and every time I see new light. And I see it in a different way, in a different angle. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai, ulevaker beicholai. Tu pirushim, inyeisu la'am la'Hashem elokecho. Hayoyim hazeh inyeisu la'Hashem elokecho. Both thoughts are in le'David Hashem oyri v'yishi. Acha shualti. Oysa avake, shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Lachsois benoyem Hashem, ulevaker beicholai. Have a beautiful Shabbos.